Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dawn Grant, your mental trainer, offering you another complimentary mental training session, your 15 minutes of inspiration. I bring it to you once a week. You can find out more about the services that I offer by visiting my website. It's dawngrant.com. And the quote that I'm going to speak from today is from Helen Keller. And it is, I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. I wish not refuse to do the something I can do. If you look at this and break it down into small segments, the first part being, I am only one, which some people feel like they are just too small in the difference that one could make in the world, that one person can't make a difference, or that there isn't much that they feel that they can accomplish, especially if they have a belief system within them that they're not good enough or not smart enough or not able to do certain things. So if you go around thinking I'm only one, so there's nothing I can do, there's nothing I can change, I'm not significant enough, then obviously you won't ever take the initiative to go ahead and get out there and do something. But as Helen would say, I am only one, but still I am one, which obviously then is being one is a lot more than being nothing or having nothing to offer. That as a human being, you have lots of capability and lots of ability. You have unlimited possibilities and the free will to create what it is that you desire. You wake up in the morning, you have the ability to make profound change, not only in your life, but in the life of every human being that you that you come in contact with. And it's not only every human being, but everything that you come in contact with. You leave an impression. You leave your mark. Whether it's plants or animals or man-made material things or other human beings. At any intervention, any conversation, any interaction that you have with that impacts it the rest of its life. So she's saying, I am only one, but still I am one. And you can look at being one as being powerless, or you can look at one being powerful. She says, I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. Obviously, we can't do everything. And if you've listened to my other 15 minutes of inspiration, you'll have heard me say many times that, you know, we're all gifted in different areas. Certain things that you feel really good about or that you are passionate about, and maybe you haven't even stopped long enough to figure out what those are for yourself. But you are the only one that can recognize what your gifts are and then develop them and foster them and evolve into them and with them. And so no, you cannot do everything. We're all here with different gifts and different abilities, and we all have the ability to make change, but mainly in specific areas, the areas that you're most gifted in. So she's saying, I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. I will not refuse to do the something I can do. And that's really what it would be. It would be a refusal. And you've got gifts and abilities. It's not like you have to beg for them. It's not like you have to steal for them. It's not like you have to even buy them. They're gifts that you already have given to you as if for free. Gifts that you're born with, gifts that have been evolving through your life experiences that are sitting there right now waiting for you to help them to evolve more. So it is truly a refusal then if you decide to do nothing with your gifts. It's truly a refusal then if you decide to do absolutely nothing with your day or with your time while you're here on Earth. So starting today, look at yourself as one that is powerful rather than powerless. I'm reading a great book called The Observer, and there's one chapter in there in an area that's written about an elderly woman who feels like it's just time for her to go. That she feels, you know, her husband has passed and one of her children have passed, and the other children that are still alive have moved to different states and have families of their own. And so she just feels like it's her time and that she's waiting out her days. And what this observer does in this story is helps her to change her perception, helps her to realize that it's all a matter of perspective, as she thinks that there's nothing left for her to do in this life. And what he does is he starts to point out all the infamous people and famous people who have made significant change late into their 70s and 80s and 90s even. Michelangelo being one of them. But what he starts to do is to show her that we could give credit to somebody who finds a way of preserving grains to therefore help feed starving children overseas. But does the credit really go to that person? Or does the credit go to somebody that raised him and even showed him just about agriculture? Does the credit go to the person that became his teacher, that brought him out there and exposed him to the knowledge that helped him to even come up with that invention? Or would it go back another generation? Would it go back even further? Would it go back even further to maybe the fact that he was even born? What happened to his mom and dad in their years? What happened the generation before that? Kind gestures along the way, and it just so happens that in this story that's based on some facts, that the guy that actually taught him about the agriculture was the child of a slave woman who had been murdered, and her son had been raised by a farmer. And so does the credit go back that far? To the man that decided to raise this infant as if it was his own? Or to go back even further to the generation prior with the parents that raised this farmer, the ones that created in him that empathy and that desire to help? So you never know what kind of impact you're going to have on the world, but you've got to recognize that every decision that you make, every single decision that you make, every thought that you have, every move that you make, every conversation that you have, everything that you do that interacts with the environment around you, or even thoughts within your head, impacts the world. And so you may only be one, but you are one. You cannot do everything, but still you can do something. And it's time now that you stop refusing to do the something that you can do. And Helen Keller would be one great person to prove to us what we're all capable of doing, even with limitations. That could be potential gifts if you looked at them that way as well. She ended up very gifted, even though some of us would believe that she had limitations. So go into today deciding that you are a powerful one, deciding that you're going to get clear about who you are and the gifts that you have. So Helen Keller's quote is, "I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And I will not refuse to do the something I can do." Have an amazing day and impact the world positively, as you can do that through deliberate thought and actions.